Now, have you ever received a call about switching your computer on to an open website to have your internet problems fixed, whilst all the while hackers are bombarding your system? Well, Sandy, one of our producers here on Tuesday Breakfast, received this exact call recently. And upon asking more questions of the person who was calling her, the caller hung up the phone. Well, joining us now, we have Kieran. Now, Kieran's an IT professional who actually has been through the trauma of one such scam. Kieran, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, now tell us, what exactly happened to you?
Yeah. So this happened to me around 2 years ago. My household is like, I'm a single income household. I'm the only one earning in the family. We have two kids and we are struggling hard and saving money for our trip to my native place in India. And then I had roughly around 11,000 in my account, in my savings account. And suddenly when I was checking my account transactions, and I saw there are two transactions of 4,900, which I haven't authorized. So basically 11,000 of all the savings come down to only $1,000 roughly. And I was quite shocked. And I called the bank, and bank was not sure. And they are under the impression that I have initiated this transaction. So it was very stressful time because we really struggled to save all that money. But what came after was even more surprising and terrifying for me. And I think the following night, when I woke up to have a glass of water, I saw my mobile was blinking. And when I took it on, saw there was some update going on with some robot symbol on it, which I have no clue about it. And
what? So someone was on your mobile phone?
Yes, someone was operating it remotely.
Shut up.
Yeah,
I mean, sorry, don't shut up. That's amazing. Well, no, it's not amazing. So how do you think they got into your mobile phone?
Yeah, I think probably my kids would have downloaded some games. They regularly they watch Peppa Pig and all on my phone. But I think sometimes when they download the game, when I was not supervising them, I think they would have downloaded some games which has some bad guy sitting on the other side of the computer.
Oh, man, that's terrible. Okay, so how did you fix your phone then?
Yeah, I was, at that moment in the middle of night, I was even scared to touch it because I don't know what is happening. Sorry, apologies.
That's okay. You okay?
Yeah. And I was trying to unlock it, log into it. The phone code was changed later on the next morning. I was not even able to log in. The password of the phone was changed. I was not able to make calls. I was not able to get into my bank app. So I had to take off from my work and then go to nearest bank, mobile service center. And they had to reset the phone completely, wipe the complete data. I lost the photos, all my contacts, messages, everything was lost because the hacker didn't just steal my money. It was an identity theft.
Oh, so my God. Kieran, okay, did you get your money back?
Yeah, it was a stressful couple of weeks, but I got my money back from the bank.
Okay, and so one last question before I let you go. Like, what do you do differently now to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, first thing is, all my apps are like password fingerprint protected. And I blocked some of the like parental guidance kind of thing app I installed where kids cannot download every other game. And I also came to know that when you do some online shopping, some of the websites actually capture your card details and they do some unauthorized transactions, especially if the amount is less than 50, we won't keep an eye on it unless if it is big amount. Like I know like there are some scams where they deduct some $50 or something every alternate month, and we will not have any clue where the money is going and when it is going. Because $50 is comparatively very, very small amount. So in the app, bank app, I enable a notification. Every dollar that goes out of my account, I'll get a notification. Then I will have a look at it, like whether I authorized it or not. Yeah. So
right. Okay. So they're the fingerprint protection and having that notification set up when money goes out of your account that you know what it is. Oh my goodness, Kieran, thank you so much for sharing your story this morning. And it's great to hear that you actually got the money back. That's kind of the really important part.
Yeah. I was lucky that I got the money back, but majority of the people don't get it. And especially I think the hard hit ones are because I was working in the bank. I'm working in the bank as business analyst. Hard hit will be the people who are pensioners and the retirees, old age people who may not be very proficient with these mobiles, and they depend on the pension or the government provided money, which goes like it makes their living very hard.
Yes.
So I think these scams are a big pressing problem at the moment. Yes.
They're a massive problem. Kieran, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Willie. Thank